Brad is on the line. Hi, Brad. How are you?
I am, and I bet you are, too.
I am, too. Wow. I'm really happy you're even considering my suggestion. That's awesome. I'm honored and excited, and who knows? Maybe we can get enough people to actually comment on the website. I really want to encourage people to, write in, comment, post, get Brad out there pounding the pavement and running the sub for our marathon. The youth can recover very quickly. The elderly cannot, and that's what sets them apart. It's not a lack of mental quality or mental strength. As a matter of fact, I would have to say the older I get, the stronger I become mentally. My will is more resolved, my focus is more intense, my passion is greater, it's more controlled and channeled, or however you want to put it. And if we pour that into a marathon, a sub-4-hour marathon, I swear you'll be the first guy to ever do it with a birth date of whatever yours is. I'm assuming 1941? 33. Oh my gosh, you're older than I thought. Well, chronologically. So I think that the only reason that you've written all this background material about your capacity and capability is so that people will let you off the hook.
You're probably right.
However,
let them vote.
However what? Sorry?
Let them vote.
Let them vote. Well, I want to encourage everybody to vote. You know, something you said last time we spoke about Jesus, I asked you, well, give me an example of how Jesus talked about living forever. And you said to live life and that more abundantly. I got to tell you, I was at the gym yesterday, and I was on one of those fancy schmancy machines. It's called a, I don't even know what it's called. Elliptical trainer. And my heart rate got up to about 145. And usually when my heart rate gets up to about 145, I start to get happy. I don't know what it is about your heart pumping at that rate. For some strange reason, it cranks my juice. And I thought to myself, you know what? I'm excited. I'm having a good time. I'm living life and that more abundantly.
Yeah.
And it sunk in what you were saying. It shouldn't change. Why would that have to change? Can you think of any good reason why that should ever change for me?
No. Hasn't changed for me.
You're still fired up and moving on and getting younger and...
Oh, man. More excited every day.
And does it thrill you to have your heart beating fast in your chest and deep breathing to supply all your muscles with oxygen and a little bead of sweat dripping down your forehead?
Hey.
That's awesome to me, too.
Yeah, me too. Me too. It really is. I can't explain it for the life of me, but it's who needs to explain it? I don't care.
I think people have to experience it. They have to experience living life and that more abundantly. And I think that's the reason why most people are so willing to accept death.
Because, oh my gosh.
Because they haven't.
I never thought of that, but of course, you're right.
So if you have never felt the blood rushing in your veins and that fire and passion and thrill and excitement, if you've only felt it once or twice in your life and it was a long time ago, you need to feel it again.
Having been a student of most of the things Jesus was recorded as saying, one of the things he said that was always puzzling to me is, he who loves his life will lose it. He who hates his life for my sake shall gain it.
And how does that lead to what we're talking about? I need some explanation there. I'm a little slow, sorry.
Well, no. It's a very difficult concept until you read it in the original. And it's pretty clear. He who loves life in the spirit will gain life. But he who loves the physical and rejects the spiritual will lose life. That is one of these things when he's talking about the spirit, part of your existence.
Okay, I always took that to mean that overindulgence in any particular way will shorten your life.
Well, that's what most people. That's what most people take it as.
And is that wrong?
Oh, that's a practical application, but I don't think that's what he was getting at.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I've always thought in the moments that I feel really, how people would say, I really feel alive, are when everything for me is connected. My body, my mind, and my spirit. Everything is right there, right now, in that moment. And all three of those elements are enjoying what's going on.
Yeah, why not?
So that doesn't separate anything. I think the issue is when you separate one from the other and you become all spiritual or all physical or all or wishy-washy of both, no, try to bring them all in together and make them all work together and get younger, get connected, and live life and that more abundantly. Search out for that experience. I crave it. I want it. I love it when those moments come.
Whee! You mean those kind of moments? Whee!
Well, you know, in your article, I think you point out one of the things that prevents people from achieving that. I know we talked about spiritual reasons last time, but now let's talk about this one, and I'm going to quote what I've highlighted here. The lie of Christianity is that only Jesus could be and do what he clearly said you could be and do. The snare is to sit and listen to the same message over and over, including my message.
Right on.
That's pretty powerful, buddy. But I think that many people are caught in that trap. I don't think that they hunger for, or they walk in and go, okay, well, I got my salvation, I got my wife, I got my car, I got my job, I got my two kids, and 2 weeks off a year, and yeah, what more can a man want?
Well, that sounds like a lackadaisical socialistic Canadian to me.
Well, I can tell you what they want and should want, and that's life and that more abundantly. They should want to be and do what he did and was.
Yes. It's there. It's available. How dare we not grab onto it, huh?
Well, how dare? Yeah, dare. Isn't that how you started this podcast? You dared us. I'll take that dare. I want more.
All right, me too.
And I also want to see you run a sub-4-hour marathon.
Well, I got to tell you, it is possible, and I know it's possible. And I know it's possible. I'm not in that bad of shape.
No,
I think.
Read your stats. You're in good shape.
You know, 40 laps in a 60-foot pool. Not all like that, huh? That's
excellent. I don't know if I could do that.
Well, I'll tell you, I couldn't do it 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago? Come on, now you're.
No, I couldn't. 10 laps was a struggle for me 2 weeks ago.
Wow. That's quite the gain.
Well, you know what? What dawned on me? What dawned on me was that I had to, and this was prior to your suggesting that I run a marathon. You know, it's just part of this aging process reversal. I really believe that. I thought, well, wait, this is silly. I'm just allowing myself not to get anywhere here. And so I decided to do some laps. Well, the first time I tried, I think I did 4, and the next day I could do 8, and then the third day I could do 10, and then all of a sudden I jumped to 20, and then yesterday, as I said in the article, I did 40. That's 2 sets of 20.
That's, either way, it's phenomenal. And it's quite an achievement.
What's interesting is I started jogging down at the shallow end of the pool. Maybe this isn't interesting to anybody but you and me. I don't know, but it's all of a sudden I'm going at the 4 foot to the 5 foot level, 30 foot across, 30 foot at 120 laps. I don't know if you've ever tried to run in the water.
I have. I was ordered to do that by a physiotherapist once when I was trying to work past through an injury.
Well, it's hard to get very fast. I was amazed since I've been doing, I've been doing 10 laps twice. My strength is really phenomenal. I can really move quite rapidly jogging through water. And all of a sudden it dawned on me, wait a minute, I could do a marathon. And also what dawned on me was I wanted to. Yesterday was the first time. Whoa, what? So, I don't know. As I said in the article, the longest I've ever run is 22 miles, and I was tuning up for the Seaside Run at the famous marathon on the coast in Oregon, and I went out on a hilly thing a week before and to tune up for it, and I got the 22 mile marker, and I thought, wait a minute, I was pretty wiped out. That's a long way to go for somebody that's never gone longer than 15 miles. But, I thought all of a sudden, I go, no, wait a minute, I'm going to do this. And all of a sudden it hit me. Who am I trying to prove? What am I trying to prove to whom? That was the question formulated. And I didn't ask. I didn't do anything. I just stopped. I said, that's the list. And I've never again ran over 15 miles. Well, I take that back. I did run 16 once, and I ran 18 in those times. But anyway.
Well, it seems to me like you actually want to run a marathon. And I'm going to encourage our audience, our listeners, to please send me an email. Brad wants to do it, but he seems to only be willing to do it at your request.
Yeah, I'm called to spread the word of being like Jesus, being Jesus and doing what Jesus did, and that's what I'm called. I'm chosen for that message, and if it'll get anybody's attention, then hey, I'm all for it.
Okay, well, let's see what we get for a response. And in the meantime, I'll wait for your next article.
Wow, really? Okay. Well, I've some fun stuff I'm toying with in my spirit, in my head, that I feel Dad's laying on me. So it's a revisit of some things in Leapfrog. And I was glancing through my copy of Leapfrog, and I got turned on. And what turned me on is, five or six people recently have emailed me and saying how much the book still grabs them. So I thought, well, let me see why it would grab anybody. And the book is a grabber. I couldn't have written that. It was written by Dad through me. I guarantee it. And I've had that confirmed so many times. Well, I think you confirmed it, right?
Right.
My oldest son says, Dad, no way you wrote that. Spirit wrote that. So, and it is. It's a powerful book. And so I can say that humbly because it amazes me that it's the first novel I ever wrote to begin with. By the way, I don't know if you know this, but everything in Leapfrog has a factual foundation.
I do.
Okay.
I remember when you were writing the book.
It's amazing because you can get away with saying so many things in fiction that you can't say if you're laying out an article. But I don't think that's true anymore. We get by with writing and saying just about anything we want anymore. And our audience keeps building.
That's good. And so when can we expect your next article?
I'll get it to you just as soon as you want it. I already have it ready.
Today works for me.
Okay, I'll have it on the way in moments.
Thanks, Brad. I appreciate your time today.
Hey, thank you for the call.